Scotland has gone to the polls and the result may have major implications for the UK. So, Adam Gilchrist, do they want to break up with you?
Well, we don't know the result yet because the polls are still open for about another 10, 15 minutes. But it looks like the Scottish Nationalists will absolutely still be very popular, but maybe slightly less popular than before, which means although there's still a push for Scottish independence, the thought is maybe it's faded a little, just a little. They'll tell that to Nicola Sturgeon. Of course, they're not the only ones voting today. We've had the most extraordinary plethora of polls. Scottish and Welsh Parliament elections, a by-election in Yorkshire, 143 councils being chosen, 13 city mayors, the London Assembly, police and crime commissioners. Excuse me, when I turned up at my polling booth, there were so many pieces of paper, X's all over the place. It was confusing.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next time Boris goes to the polls, but there's some time to wait for that one. In the meantime, you've got a pigeon problem.
Yeah, well, I suppose they shift them around every now and again. There's a big pigeon problem, I remember, in Leicester Square and in Trafalgar Square, and they sort of moved them on, I think in particular, by just getting rid of the places they can stick their nests. In Hungerford in Berkshire, they're doing it differently. They've got a problem in particular with pigeons and pigeon poo, so the council has decided they're going to round them all up and ship them off to a big aviary in Whitby in Yorkshire, 250 miles away, where they will then be released, presumably to dump on the good people of Whitby. There could be two problems here. Supposing they're homing pigeons, they won't have solved the problem at all. But also, if you were the good people of Whitby, wouldn't you just round them all back up again and take them back to Hungerford?
Well, look, we got plenty of them here, so I'll see if I can find some solutions for you. You have a great weekend.
Will do.
Adam Gilchrist joining us. I just mentioned when Boris Johnson goes to the polls, I think that will be May 2024. And that'll be an interesting one to watch because he's lost a lot of bark, Boris Johnson, over his handling of coronavirus. But then again, the governments that have been responsible guiding nations through coronavirus have also had plenty of attention, and oppositions haven't had a lot at all.